Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash, and this is another AMA episode. That is, Ask Me Anything. This question comes from David in Pittsburgh, who asks, since you came from a technology background, how did you decide to go into real estate development instead of other options? I expect you've done some analysis and hence the question. Well, David, that's a great question. I spent much of my career designing microprocessors for all kinds of different applications, everything from telecom applications to a variety of embedded applications. For example, I had products designed into storage networks from Hewlett-Packard, Wi-Fi access points from Cisco and from Apple. I even have a chip that's currently still being used in the Patriot missile. And I have to say, working on microprocessor projects was some of the most fun I've ever had. But from a business standpoint, chip design is an extremely tough business. The cost of building semiconductor factories is now into the billions and billions of dollars. And in order to recover those investments, the cost of designing a new chip is extraordinarily high. So unless you have the depth of pockets of a company like Intel or Samsung, it's very difficult to make money in the chip design business. I saw numerous examples of companies that have been very successful, some of whom had even gone public, and even then they could not survive more than 2 to 3 generations of technology without being absorbed by a larger company. In fact, even one of the companies that I was involved with that we took public in 1999 eventually got acquired by a California company, is no longer independent. So I started to look further afield for other business opportunities that didn't look quite so much like buying a lottery ticket. I found a few places in the world where much of the wealth has been created, and real estate keeps coming up pretty near the top of the list. Oil and gas was certainly high on the list. But frankly, I don't feel a strong personal affinity to the oil and gas industry, at least not the way that I would building new buildings and rejuvenating cities and communities. That really captured my interest and my imagination. I had just come from an industry that was becoming increasingly consolidated, where a small number of major players achieved a dominant position. In the world of real estate, there is no such dominance. There are literally millions and millions of very successful real estate investors around the globe doing very well as investors and as developers. It's a business you can choose to engage at almost any size. You can choose to stay small, you can go medium-sized, or you can choose to go big. And finally, it's a business that people were actually willing to lend you money and help grow the business. In many ways, real estate development's a lot simpler than microprocessor design. It certainly has its share of complexity, but the complexities are different. In the world of technology, I was very accustomed to working with people that did not live in the same city as me. Holding daily or nightly conference calls with people that are many time zones away was very natural for me. So the idea of working on development projects that are not in my own backyard also seemed perfectly natural because I'd been doing it most of my professional career. And then remember, I made this decision in 2010. This was post the 2008 meltdown, and I saw what I considered to be the opportunity of a lifetime. To buy real estate assets at far below construction cost, to buy land at a deep discount to its intrinsic value, knowing that what we had was not a real estate crisis, but in fact a credit crisis. And once the credit markets corrected themselves and cash and liquidity got reinjected back into the system, prices would come back to more historic levels. That's exactly what we've seen. It was an opportunity to take advantage of a temporary significant drop in prices. Now, who knows? We may have another credit crisis at some point in the future. Whether it'll be real estate triggered or not, I have no idea. I suspect it's going to be some combination of corporate debt or perhaps government sovereign debt that's going to trigger the next credit crisis. And when it happens, there may be a period of time where it's difficult to borrow money. And then finally, the other thing that made the decision quite easy is because I have an engineering background, many of the skills that I developed over my career were very transportable. I was very used to project budgeting. I was very used to project management. And even though the technical details are a little bit different, I found the engineering aspect or the technical aspects still very accessible. I had already developed a pattern of going into new areas where there was a lot to learn, doing some deep study and figuring it out. And so the world of real estate development just seemed very accessible. So thank you, David, for a great question. And for those listeners that are considering making a career transition, it's not something to be afraid of. It's something that you, if you decide you want to do it, embrace it, follow your passion, and go make it happen. That wraps another AMA episode. If you've got a question that you think is going to be of general interest, send it in, and I'll be happy to answer it live on the air. Send your questions to victor@victorjm.com. That's victor@victorjm.com. In the meantime, have a great rest of your day. Make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.